Hello friends, we are covering this chapter or the subject rather, advertising account planning. We are on chapter 6, which is all about the creative brief. The brief which is prepared by advertiser, that is the marketing department person, and given it to the advertising agency. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you this particular chapter today. Let's have the learning objective fixed for us, which is we need to understand why advertising plays an important role, because creative brief is for development of an advertisement. Design a creative brief with the right components. So it has to have relevant and right components in it, and conveying the brief in the right way to the creative team. More on this particular thing as we move forward. Explain the role of creative brief. How does creative brief help the advertising agency? List principles, element that should be included, and discuss the meaning and the importance of creativity. At the end, we will learn that. So let's, as I said, we will have to understand why advertise in the first place. The traditional advertising, as the word suggests, it is from the Latin word advertere. So that is what it means, is to turn the minds off towards, that is turn the mind of an individual towards some specific things. It is defined as a complex form of communication. Complex is just an indicator in nature, wherein a lot of pre-production, production, and then post-production aspects are covered using objectives and strategies. It cannot be without any set objectives that you want to achieve, for which there has to be a strategic aspects also included in it. So just creation of an ad is a very complex process, because right from objective setting, strategies, the appeal selection to creatives, etc., are involved. It is a form of marketing communication. So essentially, advertising comes under marketing communication. It's one of the communication mix or a promotion mix, as we earlier also know. And it uses various media planning tools to deliver the message to the target audience. It increases the profit of an organization. The correct advertisement, if received by the target audience, the sale will increase. The traditional advertising refers to, therefore, any types of marketing that that isn't online. So here advertising is more shown as a non-digital form of communication. When it is on digital, this thing, it is more known as a direct response advertising. This means print, broadcast, direct mail, phone-based communications, outdoor billboards, etc. Many awards are there which is recognizing various aspects of advertising. Some recognizes the effectiveness, some recognizes the creativity in it. So not that I'm getting into them in detail. Lions Award recognizes the creativity. So that's how various awards are being instituted across the world, you know, that supports advertising industry. So people are driven to achieve certain things. Now, after understanding traditional advertising, we understand the digital advertising, which is generally a communication in a form of an advertisement that is released on any online platform or done one-to-one, which is email, etc. Online platforms are many, social media, websites, etc. Digital advertising, here is a trend that has been given to you, which says that, you know, the digital advertising has spent is growing worldwide. It is amounting to something like $521 billion in 2021, and this is noticing almost 25% plus growth. So you see that this is getting a really well accepted across the world. Now the reason for this is a technology backbone. Like, we have effective internet, broadband. Now we have reached in that also the 5G spectrum, etc. Now even there are various awards that recognizes various aspects of digital advertising. So here is one, is a Drum Award that recognizes the best technology that somebody has used in his entire campaign. The Source project, that by 2026 this will cross, the spend on the digital advertising will cross $876 billion, vis-a-vis that 500 around that we saw earlier, that is 2021. So the question is, why advertising is needed? The mute question is, why advertising is needed? There is a beautiful quote in the bottom. A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops clock to save time. Very well said. So advertising stopping is not a solution to your financial woes. Advertising is, this is like in a definition form, paid form. Advertiser has to pay for it. For non-personal presentation, here it is not meant to reach one-to-one. It is a mass communication wherein idea is promoted. Idea is promoted of a goods or service which is showing you the solution that a customer is facing. And this is, of course, paid form by the identified sponsor. Means you will come to know, okay, this is an advertisement by Hindustan Unilever. You will come to know this is an advertisement by Tata Motors, etc. So what does it go in that? And the time or the space devoted to it is paid for. So Times of India, you occupied half page, so you have to pay for. On the television, Indian Idol, you are taking 30 second slots, so you have to pay for. It uses a set format to carry the message rather than personal one-to-one. So there's no one-to-one. That's one has to realize. This is a mass communication. Of course, selecting right media takes you to the right targeting audience. That is undefined, you know, unsaid. That's very critical. It identifies the sponsor. So as told you that, it is important to note that the advertising has a major role to play. Every company, major role that plays is the advertisement to boost the sale, to get your marketing and corporate objectives achieved. It is reaching you to the new customers, continuously to be one stop ahead of the competition. So there are various scheduling techniques that is available to you if you utilize continuity, pulse, and you know various those kind of advertising scheduling technique will help you to outbeat the competition in terms of voice in the market. And more you make a voice, more people hear you. Advertise thoughts about, you know, buying process. So they have to really look at the consumer buying process. Necessary that the product be in the mind of the consumer. So attention, interest, desire, action. So they have to constantly see that attention, desire is maintained, etc. And then the kick is given. That is that impulse is created so that consumer thinks that today let me just have this. Advertises to counter competition. So competition also will be talking about what is good about their product. So you have to have equally weightage against that. So that's why the advertisements are necessary. Of course, to increase sale, reach larger audience, that is that, you know, media and that we have understood that is a reach is one thing which will take you to the larger audience. So that is what you can achieve. Advertise to stay active. Okay, active in the bad economy. So that's also very critical. Economy may not be doing good, but stopping advertisement is not your solution. Builds awareness of a product and the brand. Continues to build knowledge, awareness, therefore the perception about your brand. When you do the right advertisement, which is a mix of your action-oriented advertisement, because you have to ultimately sell, at the same time, image-oriented advertisements, the brand image gets created. And ultimately, last but not the least, it provides the basic decision-making information. So continue to understand why advertising is needed. So here, there are various relativities been given to you, advertising and promotion. So advertising helps you in a way to also promote your product. Promote your product in the sense, there is that marketing mix which states promotion, one of the P, which is continued to build your brand position and perceptions. Advertising and product, consumer will come to know that you have offered them a solution through a particular product. Advertising can convince consumer about your product available at a particular price is an appropriate price because your communication will bring out the value for him. Advertising and place. So we are essentially, as you can see, I am covering the four P's to facilitate the effective distribution and expansion of the market, etc. Advertising helps because people from other part, when they hear about your product, they start inquiring with the retail outlets. And when the retail outlets send the message to the wholesaler, advertiser, that is the manufacturer, will come to know where the demand is started coming in. Promotion, advertising, of course, it has been covered earlier. Here, what it tries to tell you is that promotion to counter the competitive claim and maintain your competitive differentiation. Packaging, the way the packages are designed that attracts the consumer attention at the point of sale. Many times when you go to buy a particular brand, but you looked at some creative package, you looked at a nice message, you felt it is relevant, you have bought that item and not the one which you plan to buy. And positioning, last but not the least, advertising supports positioning. Positioning is what? You have to have a relevant and differentiated space in the mind of the customer for a specific category. So when a customer thinks of product in that category, your name comes out first. Advertising also plays various functions. So here there are three core functions that has been highlighted for you, and that's why the advertisings are needed. The communication role, the economic role, and then the societal role. When you say communication role, what advertising does, it has to definitely tell consumer that you have this problem, I have designed a product for you. This product, if used in this particular manner, it solves your problem. So come and try our product. So that's what is the communication, what features you have, what is the utility you would kind of demonstrate, etc. The economic role, when you say about advertising, it helps you to reach larger audience. Larger audience, when you say, the kind of impact that it creates in the targeted segment, your cost of reach, though the spend, production and all looks very heavy, the cost of reaching an individual is supposedly far economical than the any other media. So that's why it is still popular. And the societal role, when you say, it tells consumer that something innovative has come, some solution to their issues have come. Okay, it compares the product, it tells them how they are better, it mirrors the trend. So when what is happening in the society, that is generally captured by them very well, and that's what they bring it out. Teaches consumers about a new product and how to use them, helps them to create their own self-image. Consumer is constantly looking at that, what if I start using, my self-image will improve, and facilitate self-expression. So through various purchases, they can show it to the world. So these are some of the role that advertising plays, and that is why advertising is needed. So what are the components of effective advertising? What are the components of effective advertising? So there are essentially four components: the strategy, the media planning, buying, creative, and creative execution. When you say strategy, it is overall what is that you are chartering for you to achieve, and that is complete pathway. How will you achieve? So if it is a penetration of the market, what is that the strategy that you are doing in the advertising in terms of communication, positioning, message, etc., so that you will be able to penetrate the minds of those who use the competitive products. So therefore, you have to develop the ad to meet a specific objective. Media planning and buying means it's all deciding right from which media is useful, then the vehicle thereof, then the channel thereof, etc., so that it reaches to the targeted audience. Then the creative idea. Broadly, the creative idea touches the soul and the mind of the recipient. And that's when they think, oh, this is a solution, I must try it. So that is the integral part. And execution, that is how do you structure your creative? That is what way? I have decided, taught you about the appeals and all. Here, it's like, how will you execute? How will you take that creative idea? So it's like, for example, you will be probably aware about the ongoing advertisement by Asian Paints. Tu kya kar raha hai? About their waterproofing compound. Now, the way they have executed, that is execution. Somebody on the terrace, enjoying while other family is struggling, where wife comes and fires the husband that if the leakage doesn't stop, I will go. So it's that is an execution. So further understanding of the components of effective advertising, broadly, the goals of advertising is to inform customer first, persuade for trying the product or repurchasing the product. And for doing both, they have to keep reminding, they have to keep coming in front of the customer again and again. So this being the three goals, It enables finally to penetrate the consumer mind and consideration. Your product comes under the consideration. Key players who make the entire advertising process work are, first of all, it starts with the agencies. So it's a very, very specialized field, and therefore you need the people or the organization who's expert in terms of development of your advertisement. So right from strategy to execution, they shoulder media. Here various medias are available. So that media is like a color television, start, Sony, leave. These are means their organization is considered responsible for allowing your release in the particular program, within the program, etc. So that's a media. You have to decide online, offline, then under the offline, under online, what will you have. So that's kind of a thing. Here the example of a Viacom given, because they occupy many channels where you can advertise. The supplier are, to develop your advertisement, you require various supportive this thing, right from, there are people like who do the creative story development. There are people who create advertisement, that is creatives, you know. So there are photographers are needed, videographers are needed, editors are needed, sound studios are needed, target audience. Ultimately, they are the one for whom the message, advertising message is developed. So who they are. So they also constitute as a player in the entire advertising process. Need for creativity. So now advertising, the heart and soul is the creativity. So creativity is very important. Why? Because it is not merely just writing something and delivering. You have to envelop, you have to structure the idea. So there has to be a big idea. For that big idea to come in, creative thoughts are required. After the thoughts emerge, then you need a creative execution. So the same idea, tu kya kar raha hai, the thought is like asking or creating an envy in other person. That may be the same big idea, tu kya kar raha hai, but then how it got executed, that's also another form of thinking. That's why there's a creativity without which you cannot. It is very easy to say that, tell them that how I am good. And that's very easy. The marketer would have told them that Asian Paints waterproofing is better than the best. Okay, so tell them. Now that's not sufficient. You have to therefore have first a big idea, that is tu kya kar raha hai, and then create an execution, how that will be demonstrated. New advertising means like electronic media. They are all the digital media. Okay, they create good engagement. They have a potential. Now, are you in a position to create that intimacy, create that urge in him to look at your this thing? This advertising, the digital media can even personalize the communication with you. So all these aspects require the creative. Even simple telecommunication can be thoughtfully done. Okay. Hence the advertising too has to evolve. So that's the urge or the need of an hour, is to be with the time and evolving media. The creativity has to also develop. They have to understand where there is a possibility of creativity. So what does creativity involve? First of all, can it really touch the individual, the recipient? So you require a personalization. Then for which brand the communication is, or which product the communication is, that has to then translate into meaningful content. Meaningful content means consumer see that there is something in it for him. Okay. And therefore the consumer will engage. He will then want to see your advertisement completely. And you have overall the body they talk about is a relevant storytelling. Storytelling is no doubt a new fad, but overall, even if I say in our era of unique selling proposition or emotional quotient, etc., we were still telling something as a story that will be attracting the consumer's attention, and therefore he will listen to your message. Now, here is a pictorial example. However, I am just trying to give you, this is like, hence ketchup. Now, ketchup is made of a tomato. How beautifully they have executed that, the slices of cut tomato arranged, staked, and then there is a hens as a logo. The big idea, as they say, is the creative component is the central idea. So that central idea has to grab the consumer attention. The consumer should feel that, yeah, that's where his main problem is, or that's where his main solution is needed. So it should revolve around he's either a problem or the solution that is provided for the problem, so that it will immediately get attention. Creative execution, so one big idea, as I said, and then comes the execution. This is how you structure your advertisement. That is how you creatively put things. You either develop a story, you either develop a ad layout, etc. So that's what, or the kind of a video that you make, either emotional quotient, etc. Those are the things, is an execution. For example, Moo advertisement, if I have to tell you, they show that housewife struggling with to meet everybody's demand. Finally, she gets a, while she goes to deliver a tea to mother-in-law, the backache catches up. The father-in-law shouts at everybody, kisi ne rama ki aahat suni? And then they show that love, with husband lovingly applying Moo, and wife is shown very relaxed, laughing. So this is the execution part. The creative idea was, make the Moo backache specialist, or convey backache specialist, or show that pain brings love, you know, kind of thing. But then it has to execute well. So that's what execution. Now we cover advertising process. Okay, now advertising is about 11 step process, right? It starts with briefing, then what is an objective for which the advertising is done? To completely get a perspective, what kind of research that has been done in the information is available. Decision about target audience. We also studied profile, consumer profile. So target audience represented in a form of a profile. So that is required. Selection of a media then starts. So once you define target audience, the media planner has to decide the media that will enable you to reach closer to your target audience. Okay, setting the budget, whether the media selection has to happen first or the budget, okay, that one can discuss. But overall, media plan has to fulfill the budgetary constraints. Okay, and then comes the actual creation of the advertisement. So you get onto the creative platform. Okay. So when you get onto the creative platform, all those layouts or the video stories, etc., that is to happen, and that will come. And then finally, schedule has to emerge. So when the creatives are getting finalized, the schedule has to parallelly emerge. So say like this TV commercial will come on Indian Idol on this day, on other program on this day, etc. So that is a your execution plan. Execution plan is much more than the schedule. Execution plan has to have the pre-production phases also, and something about the post-production phase also. And finally, you will get into measurement of the performance. You will get into the measurement of the performance. Broadly 11 steps, the briefing, knowing the objective, research, target audience, media selection, setting the budget, okay, then designing the creativity, perfection. Perfection is about maybe pre-testing, etc. So you get the copy and the body tested and all. Then comes the place and time, that is scheduling, etc. A complete execution plan, and finally, last but not the least, is the performance. So you will set a performance measurement criteria. So while we saw in our 11-step process, this is referring to the third stage, which is about the research, wherein entire situation analysis is done. So advertiser has to provide a SWOT analysis, so that client team is able to understand what is good about you, what is your weakness, what are the opportunities, what are the threats that you have, etc. Therefore, after doing the research and the SWOT analysis, the brainstorming takes place. Keeping in mind the advertising or marketing problem, for which what is an advertising objective, and on that, how do you go up and framing the message, framing the creative, etc. And once that is done, simultaneously the subsequent stages, as I told you, entire execution plan gets developed, then parallelly the creative, this thing starts happening, the testing starts happening, etc. and measures which are been put in place, how will that be measured, from where that measurement data will come, etc. So broadly, what it says is a three-layered process. 11 steps are there, but you have to create a advertising strategy around which you have to create a brief, okay, and then it goes to the agency for the development of the advertisement. So now, what is creative brief? That is what we spoke about there. Account planner. Account planner is a catalyst between the advertiser and his advertising team. Okay, he understands the client requirement. Okay, he has to translate this and go and tell this thing to the creative team. But it cannot say, okay, bhai, yaar, they are producing a new toothpaste, create an ad. No, it can't be that way. So for that, he has to prepare a detailed document known as a creative brief. That's where the start happens. It has to be drafted in a very intelligent way, have to have a lot of key components which are relevant. You may wonder, if you see it, it also tells them about the company and the history. It also has to tell them about the product and the history. It also has to tell about what all past communications were. So what is that communication, if you have an actual layout you have to present, so that the new creative guy, if he's sitting there, can still make out. So that's the need of a creative brief. The creative brief is the bridge between thinking and the development of the advertising. So here is the man who understands the market, the customer, the challenges, the reason, the objective of this advertisement creation. And there is a team that is going to work on giving a solution. Creative bridge is like a account planner is a catalyst, and he creates a bridge in the form of a creative brief. So it's a tool which is essentially a key role is the account planner. He has to really prepare, finalize the creative brief. Prepare means, in the sense, the first layout actually comes from the advertiser. Agency provides, no doubt, the skeleton or the format, etc. After the advertiser is developed, it is not that he just dumps it on his creative. He has to get in to understand, probe, improvise. So that's what. So why do you need a creative brief? It is that all member and messages are on board. So what is, all the stakeholders are connected. That's the central this thing. And what needs to be communicated, etc., is clear. It gives a broad vision right from the problem and the possible solution that has been visualized by the marketing team. Offers inspiration and clue to crack the problem. So marketeers, because they know market well, they can probably give tips in terms of clue that will solve the problem, etc. Reduces the client and creative conflicts. Tomorrow, client cannot say, okay, no, I mean that, or, you know, when I told you orally this way. It has to be everything documented so that creative can tell them that we referred this and developed this. So aligns the client budget. So overall, it helps you, because creative brief also have to have the indicative budget, indicative media, etc. So by definition, creative brief is a document that serves as a creative project blueprint. Architectural blueprint, if you remember, it serves as a guide. It provides an outline or a clear instructions that is given to the team for developing their creative and the way they have to be executed. It's a short and focused. I probably say short may not be necessarily a word out there. It's a focused document providing very specific information that is aligned to help you reach your marketing communication objective or the advertising communication objective. When advertising communication objective gets met, the marketing, and then marketing means the corporate communication, corporate objectives are getting met. It has to have a clarity about the target, the message, the position that you have, the problem on hand, likely solution, preferred media, etc. It broadly covers many things. A creative brief is a document used to outline the strategy of the project also. A creative brief contains project details, including the purpose, the goal, the requirement, messaging, the demographic. So I've earlier also told you, it starts with the objective, it starts with the problem on hand, it starts with why there is a need to communicate, for which brand, the brand manufacturers, the entire the brand story, the product story, the company, the market status today, including the competitive, complete perspective, the competitor, past communication, all those things has to come out, and positioning details, which is visualized by the advertiser. So those aspects has to come out. So creative brief, as I said, it's a document that gives both the direction and inspiration. When I say direction means what? What is one thing that this advertising is finally going to communicate, say, and for what to achieve? If you cannot explain it in your friends in one sentence, you may have to start again. So your challenge that you are trying to solve through an advertising has to be represented in a very short form. Inspiration. The most powerful advertising contains insight that truly resonates with the consumer. You have to really bring out for that creative team as to how your product has what place in terms of positioning and what problem that customer face and how your product is solving that problem. The solution that problem means what it brings a feeling in the mind of the consumer. That if you can really highlight well, that's the successful development of a creative brief. It should in short give direction and inspiration. So there's a brief history about out there. I'll be very brief about this. Creative brief had only a few key pointers. So this is like a change that they are talking about. 70s where account planner will merely do the basic conversational this thing, basic creative, and write a brief. However, in 1990s Olympics in Atlanta, the brief had just one sentence. Sport is war minus the killing. But which summarized everything, though in the right manner, in a very friendly and spontaneous sportsmanship that they wanted to bring out. With the time passing by, with lot of challenges happening around, with lot of competitors in around, lot of substitutes around, lot of media being available, the need for a detailed creative brief has emerged. So what does it contain? The account planner should do the four few aspects, should cover, that is what I am trying to explain you. Start with the client. So creative brief is a summarization of the client expression, the client's problem, client solution, expectations, etc. Our account planner has to extract this and find out what is it ultimately they want to achieve out of releasing this advertisement. Then bring out the product. So how the product or the service, they have to connect well with the need that has compelled them to develop a product or a solution or a service, and how this product is fulfilling the customer need. Put everything down on paper. Okay, that's what I told you, that it has to really contain many things. So right from organizations to the challenges to the market condition to the competition, including past problems, past communication, past positioning changes that has happened, etc. Writing the single-minded proposition. So account planner is to finally pull out single-minded proposition, SMP as they say, concentrate in getting what they want to implant in the mind of the customer that will create a trigger for action. Of course, while you do all these things, you have to keep the simplicity at the base, like you cannot make it very complex. Get the feedback. Means account planner then has to get a feedback from the creative director, because going on from that basis, the work starts. So account planner has to feedback. Here it is mentioned only creative director. It will be the presumption that he has already worked with the advertiser. Otherwise, the feedback is needed and a clearance is needed from the advertiser side. After that, he submits it to the creative director. Creative director also has to go through, question 10 things for which account planner either have a answer or he has to seek the answer from the advertiser. Only when the creative director accepts the brief, the work starts. Get the client approval. This is very important. Okay, that is what is getting covered. Briefing the creative team. So afterwards, it is not merely a document that passes on. With this creative brief, then a setting environment gets done where all the relevant people of the creative team participates in a discussion. And believe me, friends, what I have gone through, this is not about one day, this is not about 1 hour or half a day kind of a conversation. Many times the creative brief discussions have overlapped for a few days. So you see that significance of it. Component of a good creative brief. It starts with the background. So now you will get an idea what I was so far talking about, that have everything. So background means it should give a complete detail about the client, the product, the SWOT analysis that you have just spoken. Okay. Then comes the overview. It goes down from top to bottom. It is in a anti-clockwise. It's an overview, and therefore the overview should include complete detail about what the project is. Okay. What has been designed, so what is that new that has been developed, why that has been developed, what is the need that customers gets fulfilled, importance of that, etc. And opportunities, ideas from the SWOT analysis is to be specifically mentioned. Then third is the drivers. It should include what is the goal for that project and what will that bring, market expansion, market penetration, increased sale, what is it? Purpose of the project and the top objective that needs to be fulfilled. Then comes the fourth component, which is about target audience. So you need to define target audience. You need to literally profile your target audience. So you have to be very specific and describe it as a real person. Then comes the competition, as I told you, and every aspects about the competition, market competition and each competitor therein should be brought out with clarity. So far, what have you maintained as your differentiation edge? Then comes the tone, which is, it's like a representation as to what would you like to see in tonality as such. That is, the tone is everything about the brand. Whether brand is an aggressive tone, brand is a friendly tone, what is that? That has to really come out. How should the message be communicated? And define adjectives, feeling, expression that matches with the brand, or that brand fulfills. Then comes the message here. What does the client want to convey? So one thing that is to client wants to convey, any legal information, whether this message has any legal connotation, etc., that should be worked out. All things duly verified. If client is claiming that we offer 20% better mileage, agency can seek that report, etc., then have various trademarks, copyrights related issues being, you know, clearly conveyed. Then comes the actual visuals. Here client will give a visualization, not the creative this thing. He has to say that this is how he visualizes that if conversation or the message gets handled, it will solve. So that's a visualization. Delivery. Now delivery is, now how are we delivering it? So that media, for that, what is the production needed, what is the budget, the timeline, everything has to be come out. And the people, so here entire team that is going to work on, so the stakeholders, authority, who has what authority, mode and frequency, how are you going to review, etc., the communication, who can communicate with whom, etc., everything is aligned. So that entire teamwork is created, team format is created, and then the production is taken up.